Throughout Wisconsin, gas station owners have reported more and more cases of drive-offs. Many say they used to average one drive-off every few weeks. Now they average up to three a week. An Amoco station in Milwaukee lost more than $100 last month to gas theft, and one perpetrator was described as a man in a suit and tie driving a luxury vehicle. In the Duluth-Superior area, several station chains have recently switched to the prepay system, forcing people to pay up front rather than after a fill-up. Kathy Grapes is the manager of a Conoco convenience store in La Crosse, which sees between 200 to 300 cars a day. She says her station averages 2 to 5 drive-offs a week, largely because of the ballooning cost of gas. Grapes says it's not hard for a station to lose several $100 from just a few drive-offs.
Because, I mean, now when you fill up a tank now, it's not $20, it's close to $30, $35. And when you get that person who wants to drive away, you only need 3 of those, you know, you're easily there. All you can do is watch the pumps more closely and tell your cashiers over and over again how important it is to watch them. And in a busy store like ours, you can't keep your eye out there 24 hours. So you do what you can to watch them and try to get plates and be more cautious.
Grapes adds that if the price of gas drops, so will the rate of drive-offs. The current average price is $2.06 a gallon. People caught speeding away without paying for gas can be fined $200 and lose their license. Many stations have warnings and security cameras for clamping down on pump thieves. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.